Coming up on episode number 1356, got a couple things for you today. First up, we're going to have a tribute to Sticky Fingers, the album by the Rolling Stones, which came out 50 years ago. So we're going to be listening to covers of every track from that album. Also, earlier this week, on the 20th, we lost Jim Steinman, who you might not recognize by name, but you certainly would recognize his music. He was a songwriter, most prolific with Meatloaf, specifically with Bat Outta Hell, but he also wrote songs for Bonnie Tyler, songs you know by Bonnie Tyler, Air Supply, and even the Sisters of Mercy. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, we're going to have a cover story for Jim Steinman, who wrote music for Meatloaf, Celine Dion, Carlo DeVito, Sisters of Mercy, Air Supply, Bonnie Tyler. So many songs you know by those artists that weren't written by them. They were written by Jim Steinman. Lost him earlier this week, and pay tribute to him. Also going to pay tribute to the Rolling Stones Sticky Fingers album, which came out 50 years ago today. And we're going to do it just like I usually do with an album cover to cover. We're going to play covers of every track on the album and take a break as we flip the album over. As a matter of fact, let's start with that right now. From Opium Jukebox and their album Sticky Bhangra, a tribute to the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers from 2002. Here's the cover that started it all, started that album anyway, Brown Sugar.
We'll be right back. Did you ever wake up to find a day that broke up your mind? Distorted notion, a circular time. It's just that demon life got you in its way. It's just that demon life got you in its way. Ain't flinging tears out on the doorstep ground for all my friends out in the burial ground. Can't stand this feeling getting so brought down. It's just that demon life got you in its way. It's just that demon life got you in its way.
Couldn't dance. You were sin and alive. You
Yeah, the Rolling Stones included a cover on Sticky Fingers, You Gotta Move, a traditional song that has been covered by a lot of blues people. Covered most recently right there by Lucinda Williams. Well, maybe not most recently, but she did record that in a concert on New Year's Eve 2020 leading into 2021. So only about four and a half months old. That one you can pick up as part of Lou's House. It's Only Rock and Roll, a tribute to the Rolling Stones. Before that, you heard Santana featuring Scott Weiland covering Can't You Hear Me Knocking. It's funny because there's controversy over whether or not the original version of that song was inspired by Santana. Keith Richards says no. There's other sources that say, yeah, maybe, actually. Can't You Hear Me Knocking. That one featured on the 2010 Guitar Heaven Greatest Guitar Classics Ever, Santana featuring Scott Weiland. Beth Hart, before that, with a very interesting version of Wild Horses, very staccato, cool version of Wild Horses. That one from the album Leave the Light On. Jesse Malin, On Your Sleeve, with a cover of Sway. And then the song that started the album, Brown Sugar, cover there by Opium Jukebox. That one from the Sticky Bhangra, a tribute to the Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers. Flipping the album over while we're doing that, because you know I have to clean the album as well. Let me tell you about something that's going on this year. You know I do this every year, right? Got a couple big charity projects that I do every year. One for Alzheimer's. That's going to be the Coverthon. That's going to be coming up in mid-June. At the end of June, I'm going to be doing the MS-150 again. This is a big bike ride I do every year to help raise money for MS, multiple sclerosis research, and doing it again this year as well. So I want you to tune in as I'm going to try to stream, at least stream some of the rides leading up to it, if not the ride itself, but also contribute if you can. And what I'd love for you to do is visit tiny.cc/CovervilleBike2021. I know I had to put a few extra words in there. CovervilleBike2021, tiny.cc/CovervilleBike21. Make a donation if you're able to. Really could use the support, the help, and raise money for such a good cause. So please, if you're able to, do that today. All right, let's get back to side two of the album, starting with Bitch. This one, man, if you remember that great album from 1993, compilation album, seemed like everybody in college had this. No Alternative, had some Nirvana on there, had some, God, what else did it have on there? Counting Crows? No, it was a little early for Counting Crows. But it had this on there, Goo Goo Dolls with their cover of the Rolling Stones' Bitch.
Yeah. of a guy who will bring you alive. I hope you'll be alive. Someone who won't drag you down. Someone who won't misuse you, accuse you, abuse you, or be. Sheets of time. I hope I find true peace of mind. Love is a bed. Love is a bed full of blues, blues. I got the blues for you, and I won't tell you. Blues for you, baby. Find myself 3 o'clock in the morning crying, baby. You somewhere watching a Rolling Stone. I'm laying here in this bed of blues all alone, singing a song with you, singing a song with you, singing a song.
Tell me. Yeah, now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. All that you know, I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Well, now when you're sitting back in your rose-pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon, and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Don't the nights pass slow? the sound of strangers sending nothing to my mind. Just another mad, mad day on the road. I am just living to be lying by your side. I'm just about a moonlight mile from down the road. Shiny clothes gonna warm my bones, gonna warm my bones. I got silence on my radio. Let the airwaves flow, let the airwaves flow. Oh, I am sleeping on a strange, strange skies. Just another mad, mad day. My dreams are fading down the railway line. I'm just about a moonlight mile from down the
and Breaks and their cover of Moonlight Mile. Great cover right there. Kind of really shows that a lot of those Rolling Stones albums really straddled the line between rock and roll, blues, had all those different influences in them. So good. Moonlight Mile by Turin Breaks from the Late Night Tales, the cover versions album. Before that, Townes Van Zandt from the Big Lebowski soundtrack with a cover of Dead Flowers. Probably remember that one from the movie. Came out in 1992. Marianne Faithful. Now, usually I play covers on the show, right? But the Rolling Stones version of Sister Morphine is more popular. So actually, the original version right there was a B-side. Now, it was written by Marianne Faithful, Keith Richards, and Mick Jagger, and recorded and first released as a B-side for one of Marianne Faithful's singles. But then the Stones said, hey, we want to record this, put it on Sticky Fingers as well. And they did. That version you'll find on an album that came with Mojo Magazine called Give Me Shelter, Volume 2. Solomon Burke before that with a cover of I Got the Blues from just a few years ago, 2005's Make Do with What You Got, and the Goo Goo Dolls starting us off with Bitch from the compilation album No Alternative, which everybody had a copy of. You probably have a copy of it too, tucked away somewhere. 1993 is when that came out. Happy 50th birthday to the Rolling Stones. Sticky Fingers. Let's get to a tribute here. Earlier this week, Jim Steinman passed away, and you probably know him best as the guy who co-wrote all the stuff from Bat Outta Hell for Meatloaf. He wrote so much more than that. We're going to start off with probably one of his most popular songs. that, you know, you think of as a Bonnie Tyler karaoke classic. From 2000, here are the Gobos and the cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Just where to find me. get by. With a little understanding, some people get by. With a whole lot more. You gotta be so undemanding.
Thank you.
quick intro before this last song. Paradise by the Dashboard Light, probably the biggest epic song that Meatloaf and Jim Steinman collaborated on. And it's too big to be covered by one band. So you're going to hear a cover here where four different bands cover all the different parts. Here is Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Better than you did, and all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are oh so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife, glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Come on, hold on tight. Baby, can't you hear my heart? You got it drowning out the radio. I've been waiting so long for you to come along and have some fun. And I gotta let you know, no, you're never gonna regret it. So open up your eyes, I got a big surprise. It'll feel alright, well, I wanna make your motor run. And now our bodies are oh so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife, glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight, come on, hold on tight.
Go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever?
The way you do it, you gotta cover that song with four different bands: Elastic No No Band, Hug a Broomstick, Schwervon, and The Leader, covering Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Classic epic song written by Jim Steinman and performed by Meatloaf. Originally sung by Ellen Foley from Night Court as well. But on the video, you don't see You don't see Ellen Foley, you see Carla DeVito, who you heard right before that, doing a cover of Meatloaf's Heaven Can Wait, Carla DeVito from her album Is This a Cool World or What from 1981. She also toured with Meatloaf and performed the song live there. Shaman right before that with a cover of More, a song that was co-written by Jim Steinman and the Sisters of Mercy. You'll find that Shaman version on their album Reason from 2005. Sexton Blake with a cover of Making Love Out of Nothing at All by Air Supply. That one from Sexton Blake Plays the Hits from 2006. And the Go-Bos from It's Naked Time with their very enthusiastic cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart, that one from 2000, and the album is It's Naked Time. That is going to bring us to the end of the show, another end of another show. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests at coverville.com is the email address to use. Visit coverville.com for everything else. Whether it's back episodes, ways to support the show, or if you just need more information, show notes for every episode, like this one, right there, where you can pick up all the albums that you hear via links to Amazon, Bandcamp, iTunes, wherever it's available. So check it out there at coverville.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Guess the Connection, and next week with another episode of Coverville. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.